You're going to learn today.
All right, time for some Friday fun facts. Here we go. When the U.S. became a country, by the way, does anybody know what year that was? What year did we become a country?
1776.
Pork chop right out the gate getting extra credit this morning.
76. How did you know that?
Because that's when the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
Well, back in that time when the U.S. became a country, 1776, China's population was already over 300 million people, which is what America's current population is today.
Wow.
Whoa! That's a lot of knowledge.
That's a lot of people, guys.
That's something, a fun fact you can bring up later to impress people.
For sure. This might impress the ladies, guys, if you can relate to them. I would try this one today. The woman who invented the sports bra made her first prototype out of two jock straps.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently they were big boobs. Her name, Hinda Miller, and she helped invent it in the 1970s. She eventually went on to be a state senator in Vermont. But I'm trying to think of like how the jock straps, like, would one go over that shoulder?
They called them like
one?
Over the shoulder boulder holders.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah.
It had to have been. Okay. The opposite of ambidextrous. Do you know what that is?
Yes. When you use your left and your right hand.
Yeah. You're very good with both.
Yep.
Is ambivalous. It's when someone is clumsy with both hands, AKA pork chop or live.
I am not.
I'll admit it. I am.
I'm wondering if you truly are, you really don't have one stronger side than the other.
It's weird. Like, I'm left-handed, but my penmanship is terrible. With some things, yes. Like, I write left-handed. I bat left-handed in baseball. I shoot a hockey puck, but, like, I throw a football or a baseball on my
right. When you have a spoon in your hand, you're eating cereal, left or right?
Well, that and I'm ambidextrous. I can do that with either one.
Okay.
No, I'm left-handed.
Left. You're lefty. So is my mom. Very artistic people usually are left-handed.
So what kind of test can we do to see who has better hands, like between me and Liv?
I don't want to involve HR. I don't know.
Oh boy.
We'll think on that one.
Yeah, let me think of that one. You can't put me on the spot this early. All right, how about this, guys? The three songs played most often in America are, any guesses?
Like right now or ever in history?
In general. I wouldn't say just this month or this year.
I've had the time of my life, Dirty Dancing.
I'll tell you right now. Most anything you're going to guess, it's not a radio song.
Oh, okay.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Not a radio
song.
I mean, nothing ever played on the radio.
Nothing
most likely
ever?
Not. Nope.
Happy Birthday.
Lee Greenwood.
Yes.
Happy Birthday.
Happy
yes!
Birthday is the number one.
Mozart.
No. It's patriotic.
Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
I said no.
The national anthem. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'll give you it if you're going to say the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Star Spangled Banner.
And this is a sports song. Very popular this time of year.
I'm scared. I don't think we can actually say it.
Well, I wouldn't say something you can't say. What are you thinking over there? No, that's a radio song. The Final Countdown is not it. But that was good. That was very good.
I don't know. Probably the Fox Sports.
I said we couldn't
song?
Say it because so many things are copyright these days. So you have to be
careful of not saying
it.
You don't. Before you got here, I almost lost my job.
I know that. My dad is an attorney, so I'm very witty about those things.
Need to talk to him after the show. Then it has to do with baseball. Will that help anybody?
Oh, take me out to the ball game.
There we go. Does anybody know the lyrics to that song?
You can actually say that.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out with the crowd.
Yeah. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back for its root. Root for the home team.
They don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
That's the one.
Baseball's pretty boring besides that.
You know what? Stop talking about sports like that. And finally, the fourth song most played is actually Old Town Road. So you're close. You're right close.